sex matters, period.
What?
Really?
What?
I'm Judy.
I'm Patricia.
And this is the Sex Matters Podcast. Well, hello all. This is Judy. This is going to be a little different episode. I have a couple fun things for you. I and Patricia are taking a little bit of time, mostly me directed due to some life stuff, some holiday stuff. So while I'm on break, I'm putting together some a little smaller, kind of just fun mini topics. So keep an eye out for them, and then we'll be back full swing to finish our four-part series either the week of January 16th or January 23rd. One of those will be back in full swing. So I definitely look forward to that. And in the meantime, don't hesitate to send in your questions. We are ready and happy to tackle them in the new year. So bring it on. Bring in your holiday sex questions. I don't even know what those would be, but we could get creative with that. Anyway, so definitely feel free to do that through Facebook or the podcast webpage. Couple things I want to toss at you today, which just some interesting thought-provoking things that are not necessarily anything new, but it's always interesting to kind of look at this and go, wow, what does this tell us about our country, our culture, our mindset, and more deeply, what is it doing to us to have these ideas in motion? So those ideas. The first thing I want to read you is a quote that is typically attributed to Jack Nicholson. I read a couple things that said that they weren't really sure if he said this, but anyway, here is the quote. If you suck on a tit, the movie gets an R rating. If you hack the tit off with an axe, it will be PG. It is such a fascinating thing. We have violence, which is so much more okay than potentially tender, positive experience, affection between two people. We're so much more afraid of that. I'm not sure what that's about. I mean, I guess I kind of am because I live in this culture, but it's still very confusing and it's very offensive from the perspective of a woman when we really take this in. I remember seeing an interview with, oh, I can't think of the movie, but it was, let me go Google it and see if I can figure it out. Boys Don't Cry. That's what it was. And they were talking about when they had a scene where a woman was being given pleasure and expressing that pleasure. And they had a really hard time having that scene left in the movie. The annoyance being that, you know, anytime there's a woman who is receiving pleasure, enjoying pleasure, showing that she's enjoying pleasure, that's problematic. It's just weird and confusing. Just what message does that send to women? And, you know, maybe we aren't getting the message exactly right because all of these scenes are taken out of the movie, so we're not seeing them. But the absence certainly has a huge effect as well. And that sometimes shows up in an absence of women feeling like they can experience pleasure or that they are allowed to. And again, I think we're getting better at this, but I still hear so many things said by both women and by men about partners and about relationships and situations that tell me we have a really, really long way to go. And if you're still in question as to whether we have gender bias or preference or inequality, I want to play you something because I think this is really powerful for people to hear if they haven't thought about this. It's from a YouTube video. I hope I can legally play this. And the video is called How Male Privilege Made Me a Feminist. It's by Dane Woodland and it is a TEDx youth talk. I will post the link in the notes. But here you go. Check this out.
Following my top surgery, I posted a side-by-side picture on my Instagram account. On one side, before the surgery, with female nipples attached to breasts. Society tells us that these have to be blurred out. On the other side, after the surgery, with uncensored male nipples. In a 2-hour operation, the very same nipples went from being socially inappropriate to socially acceptable. Simply because they were no longer associated with being a girl. This was a true awakening to the arbitrary nature of gender bias.
I don't know if before I saw this video, if I had totally taken that in. Like, I've always had the thought of women's nipples, breasts, whatever. I mean, think about some things. It's just the nipple that has to be covered for women. You know, God forbid we see that. Men's, of course, no problem. Like, I've totally got that. And that's crazy in and of its own. But somehow, the putting it together of the whole, the exact same nipples. So if he was a girl and flat-chested or had very small breasts, they'd be knocked out, right? Or blocked out or blurred out. Put them on a guy, good to go. That is just craziness when you think about it. Again, it's the same flesh. It's the same flesh. Fascinating. Just fascinating. Who knows? Maybe when Patricia and I come back together in the new year, we can hash out different aspects of this whole thing. We'll see. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. And if you need a little bit more Sex Matters, if you haven't checked out all of the episodes, you can check out the ones you've missed either on iTunes or you can go to sexmatterspodcast.com. You can find Patricia on Facebook and you can find her website at thepowerexchange.co. And I would love to have you come visit the Wellness Renaissance podcast, which is my weekly wellness podcast. We cover tons of different topics, all different things around well-being and beyond. And there's some great sex talks there too. And Patricia is one of those talks. So join me there at wellnessrenpodcast.com, or you can find Wellness Renaissance Podcast on iTunes. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day. Please don't hesitate to submit your question through Facebook or the website. We'd love to hear comments, questions, conundrums. All of it's great. Have a great day. Bye-bye.